You're listening to Highway Sermons with Joshua Mills, Session 1.
Hallelujah. God's glory is in this place tonight. I don't know whether you can sense it or not. I don't know whether you can feel it or not. I don't know whether you're anticipating it or not. I don't know if you've come here tonight expecting God to do something for you. But I'm in this place tonight because I believe that God is working miracles in this place. I believe that God is releasing from the very realms of heaven. I believe that God is causing the divine supernatural to flow down into the natural realm tonight. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I am ready for all of heaven to break out on earth tonight, right here in Pinetown, South Africa. I am ready for the glory of heaven to show up and to show off and to show forth the praises of God. Hallelujah. Why don't you lift up your hands tonight and just begin to receive from the realm. Just begin to receive from the realm. Begin to receive from the realm. Some of you tonight, you're going to enter into a new dimension of experiencing the healing power of God. For some of you tonight, you're going to cross over into a supernatural dimension of beginning to experience the blessings of God. Some of you are going to cross over into divine supernatural realms of prosperity and provision. Some of you are going to cross over into realms of divine supernatural activity, heavenly visitation. Some of you are going to enter into a new realm of the Lord's restoration. Some of you are going to cross over into a place where heavenly revelation begins to flow just like a river. Oh, divine wisdom being released from on high. The mind of Christ becoming your mind. God is pouring forth His glory tonight for those that would say, God, I'm ready to receive it. God, I want to receive it. God, I'm a generous receiver. God, I'll reach out and receive whatever it is that you're releasing. God, I receive every perfect gift that comes from above. God, I receive from you. I want you to pull it down right now. Just pull it down. 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 Some of you saying, what am I pulling down? You're pulling down whatever you need. Hallelujah. 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 Whatever you need tonight, you just pull it down. Pull it down, pull it down, pull it down, pull it down. Miracles start happening now. Pull it down, pull it down, pull it down, pull it down. Right now, right now, right now, pull it down. There's miracles for your family right now. Pull them down, right now, pull them down. Pull them down. There's miracles for your physical body. Pull them down right now. Pull them down, receive it right now. There's miracles for your mind. Pull them down right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Heavenly provision, heavenly blessing, right now. Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Hallelujah. Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Oh, come on. Don't stop pulling. You ought to pull on heaven like you never pulled before. Just keep on pulling, 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 pulling. Come on. Whoa. Shh. Some of you are saying, but Brother Joshua, this doesn't make sense. What does it do if I just go like this? What is that going to do? There's an invitation tonight to take the natural and connect with the supernatural. There's an invitation tonight to move beyond the limitations that the devil's tried to put you in. The limitations that other people have tried to put you in. The limitations that the economy has tried to put you in. The limitations that your body has tried to put you in. There's an invitation tonight to move beyond the natural into a realm of divine supernatural. And when we simply lift up our hands and we pull like this, we're saying, God, I can't see it in the natural. But in the spirit, I know it's there. And if you can get it in the spirit, you can have it. If you can see it in the spirit, you can have it. If you know it in the spirit, you can have it. And if you see it and you know it and you perceive it in the spirit, you can reach out and you can receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to open your Bible with me right now. Let's go to Psalm 103. We were just singing this. Singing the Psalm of David. Here he is singing to the Lord. He's saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We were praising and worshiping the Lord. We're saying this, praise the Lord, O my soul. David said, O my inmost being, praise his holy name. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. David's saying, mind, you got to shift. Mind, you've been trying to get me in trouble. You've been coming with thoughts of doubt and unbelief. You've been creating thoughts of negativity. You've been telling me all the reasons why I can't. You've been coming and telling me all the reasons why I can't succeed. Mind, you've been getting in the way of my miracle. Mind, you've been trying to figure out how God's going to do what only He can do. Mind, you can't figure it out. Mind, you got to get out of the way. Something's got to change. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Oh, my mind. Begin to praise the Lord. Oh, my mind, rise up above the natural, into the realms of supernatural glory. Mind, stop thinking about the facts and get focused on the truth. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Oh, my mind. The Bible says, take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. You got to reach out, take your thoughts. Because, you know, sometimes your mind will run rampant with thoughts. One of the greatest battles you'll fight in your life is the mind war. The mind war. Because the Word of God proclaims, declares this, says, by His stripes, we are healed. What does it say? It says that we are healed. You are healed. It's a done deal. It's a finished deal. It was sealed. It was finished at the cross of Calvary. It's a finished work. It's a done deal. You and I, we are healed. Not just in spirit, but in soul and in body. Christ has paid the price for your miracle. Christ has paid the price for your healing. But your mind rises up. What about these symptoms? What about these facts? Facts. A lot of people have facts. There's a whole lot of facts all over the place. Your doctor will have some facts. And listen, I'm not going to bash doctors. I praise God for godly doctors and men and women that operate in the medical field. I think that God can use people in every single sphere of society. God wants to raise up good Christian doctors. God wants to raise up good Christian lawyers. God wants to raise up good Christian school teachers. Come on, every area of society, God wants to infiltrate it with His glory. But the doctor's word is not the final authority. The Bible says, whose report will you believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ that worked miracles in the past is the same miracle God that's working for me today. It's the same miracle working Jesus that's living inside my heart. The same miracle working Jesus that resides inside of me. The hope of glory on the inside of me. He's working miracles even in my physical body. The manifestation's coming. Why? Because He paid for it on the cross of Calvary. But what about my facts? James 3 speaks about two wisdoms, two kinds of wisdoms. The first wisdom is earthly wisdom. It's the facts of the day. It's your facts. Your facts might say that you've got illness.
The facts might say you're dealing with disease, you're facing disease. The facts might say that it looks like your bank account's in a bad position. Some of your facts might say you don't even have a bank account. You got less than a bank account. All you got is debt all over the place. Those are the facts for you. Some of the facts might say you don't have any friends. Some of the facts might say that you feel lonely. Some of the facts might say that you're depressed. Some of the facts might declare that you're not successful. But I want to tell you this. There's something beyond the facts of this life. The first kind of wisdom is fact. It's earthly. The Bible says it's unscriptural. And thirdly, it says it's of the devil. Whoa. Whoa. You can read it for yourself later on, James 3. Do you good to read your Bible. Hallelujah. But the second kind of wisdom that the Word of God talks about is not fact, it's truth. And you know what I love about truth? Truth is eternal. Facts are fleeting. Facts are changing. Every day, facts change. I remember being a little child in Canada, and I grew up in Canada. I'm a Canadian. My wife and I and our children were all Canadians. And we grew up in Canada. Somebody like that over here. Praise God. Growing up in Canada, I remember as a little child, we had this thing called the Canadian Food Guide. And it was a pyramid that showed the recommended daily portion servings that a good Canadian would eat in order to be healthy. And I remember looking at that food guide when I was a little child. And on the bottom, there was like a lot of bread. It was all bread, all over the bottom. And I recently saw the food guide again, and there's very little bread on the food guide. And I wondered, why has it changed? Where did all the bread go? And I realized, I ate it. That's where it went. I like that bread. Hallelujah. But really, the facts have changed. From the time I was a child till now, the facts have changed. We're still Canadians. We still want to be healthy. But the facts have changed. 10 years ago, we had a little baby. My son Lincoln was born a little over 10 years ago. And we had a lot of facts given to us on how we could raise a child and what we needed to do for a baby. And when he started to eat a solid food, what we were supposed to feed him was fruits and vegetables to start off. Before we gave him meats, before we gave him dairies, we were supposed to start him with fruits and vegetables and baby food. Now, over 10 years later, we had another child. Her name's Liberty. It's my daughter. And of course, we want to be good parents, and we thought we knew all the facts about being good parents, but 10 years later, the facts have changed. And now they're saying, you don't start with fruits and vegetables. If you want to be a good parent, you start with meats. If you want a healthy child, you start with meats. The facts have changed. Facts are always changing. Facts are always fleeting. Your feelings will change day to day. Your situations will change every single day. Your mood will change every single day. But there's one thing that never ever changes, and that is truth. The truth, the Bible declares that the truth is eternal. The truth is foundational. If we grab hold of the truth, the Bible says you will know the truth, and the truth is what sets you free. Your facts are not setting you free. Actually, for some of you, your facts have been putting you into a place of bondage. For some of you, your facts have been chaining you up, locking you up, and shutting you away in some jail cell. For some of you, your facts have been the biggest hindrance you've ever faced in your life. But the truth of God is a liberating. Hallelujah. The truth of God releases freedom. Hallelujah. Oh my God. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and there is liberty. Why is there freedom and then why is there liberty? Because not only is God's word truth, but God's glory is truth. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And the Bible declares that that Spirit of truth will lead you into all all truth. And tonight, I want to thank God that His truth is coming on the scene. I want to thank God that His truth prevails. I want to thank God that His truth is working miracles. I want to thank God that His truth is releasing freedom and liberty in your life. It's time to rise up above the fact. It's time to tell your mind. It's time to tell your emotions. It's time to tell your will. It's time to tell your soul, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. Soul, you can't bless fact. Soul, stop blessing problem. Soul, line up with the truth. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Soul, bless the Lord. Mind, you better bless the Lord. Mind, you gotta come in line with the authority of God's word. Mind, you gotta line up with the glory of His presence. You say, well, I don't understand it. Listen. God wants to do something in your spirit that will overflow into your soul. You won't understand it with your natural mind. The Bible says the things of the spirit cannot be understood by the natural, but the things of the spirit can be received in the spirit. Everything begins in the spirit. When it starts in the spirit, it overflows into your soul. Hallelujah. And tonight you can say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my mind. Bless the Lord, oh my emotions. Bless the Lord. Come on, some of you need to declare it tonight. Some of you need to speak it over your life. Some of you need to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Some of you just need to get fed up with life as usual. Some of you need to rise up above the status quo and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Depression goes tonight. Depression goes. Every depression, every anxiety, every anxious thought, bless the Lord, oh my soul. If you've been dealing with depression right now, I want you to put your hands on your head. Don't be embarrassed, but take your hands and put them on your head, because tonight is a night of transformation. Tonight is a night of restoration. Tonight is a night of divine revelation, where God moves in and fact moves out. Hallelujah. Where God moves in and things begin to change. Where God moves in and the glory takes over. Put your hands on your head tonight. If you've been facing depression, if you've had anxious thoughts, if you've been dealing with anxiety, I want you to put your hands on your head tonight and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Tonight, you begin to bless the Lord. Tonight, you line up with the purposes of God. Tonight, you shift, you shift, you shift, you shift. I declare a mind shift in this place tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, a mind shift. A supernatural mind shift right now, 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 right now. A mind shift. Whoa. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You have the mind of Christ. David said, bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. David didn't leave it in the realm of his mind, his will, and emotions. But David said, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, all my inmost being. Ha. All my inmost being. What happens when your mind begins to bless the Lord? Suddenly, it starts in the spirit, it flows to your soul, and then it begins to trickle out into your physical body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Heart, you got to praise the Lord. Lungs, you got to praise the Lord. There's somebody being healed tonight of a lung condition right here, right over here. There's somebody being healed. Who is it? Honey, come here right now. Come here. Come here. God's going to get a hold of you tonight. Hallelujah.
You just take a little walk tonight into the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know what happens when you come into the glory of God? Do you know what happens? Hallelujah. Is there anybody that can help me? Is there anybody that's going to help me tonight? Hallelujah. When the glory touches you, God begins to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Are you ready? Just lift up your hands right now. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. All her inmost being, bless the Lord. Right now, I command you, lungs, to bless the Lord. I command you, lungs, right now, to bless the Lord. I command every fact, every symptom, to go in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Lungs, bless the Lord right now in Jesus' mighty name. I command every fiber, every cell of your being to bless the Lord right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for working divine, supernatural miracle. Hallelujah. Divine, supernatural miracle right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, you just received that, honey. Hallelujah. 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 Breathe in. Much better. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. You lungs, you bless the Lord. Come on, why don't you use your lungs right now and say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Say it again.
Bless the Lord.
Say it louder.
Bless the Lord.
Say it louder.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You go sit down in the glory. God has more miracles for you tonight. There's more. There's more. There's more. Hearts, you got to bless the Lord. Lungs, you got to bless the Lord. David said, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, all my inmost being, everything on the inside, you got to bless the Lord. Digestive system, you got to bless the Lord. Large intestine, small intestine, you got to bless the Lord. Come on. Kidneys, you got to bless the Lord. There's some kidney miracles in this place tonight. Just receive it right now. Just receive it. Just receive it. Just receive it. Take it right now. Just take it where you're at right now. Just take it. Some kidney miracles. Liver, you got to bless the Lord right now in Jesus' mighty name. You got to bless the Lord. Ankles, you gotta bless the Lord. Kneecaps, you gotta bless the Lord. Every joint, every muscle, you gotta bless the Lord. David said, all my inmost being, bless his holy name. Blood, blood cells, you gotta bless the Lord. Blood cells, you gotta bless the Lord, and hepatitis A has gotta move out. Blood cells, you gotta bless the Lord, and hepatitis B has gotta move out. Blood cells, you gotta bless the Lord, and HIV and AIDS, you gotta move out. Blood, you gotta bless the Lord, and diabetes has gotta move out. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all my inmost being, bless his holy name. Everything inside of me, begin to bless the Lord. Praise is not just what I do, but praise is what I do because it's who I am. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything on the inside of me, bless his holy name. Brain, you gotta bless the Lord. Eyes, you gotta bless the Lord. Ears, you gotta bless the Lord. Mouth, you gotta bless the Lord. Throat, you gotta bless the Lord. 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 Wrist, you gotta bless the Lord. You better bless the Lord, you wrist. You better bless the Lord. Right in here, somebody has carpal tunnel symptom. Who is that? You? Come here. It's this one right here. Bless the Lord right now. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Wrist, you bless the Lord in Jesus' mighty name right now. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. You're getting gold all over your
arm, all over your hand, all over your wrist right now. Do you see that? Look at this. There's gold coming all over her. Bless the Lord in Jesus' mighty name right now. Bless the Lord. 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 Some of you ought to stand up and look at your body right now and say, bless the Lord, all my innermost being. Bless His holy name. Some of you, you need to stand up and speak to whatever has been bothering you. Some of you need to stand up tonight and speak to whatever has tried to get in the way. Some of you need to stand up and command everything the enemy meant for harm. You got to command it to turn around and begin to work for your good. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Neck, you got to bless the Lord. Shoulders, you got to bless the Lord. Feet, you got to bless the Lord. Hands, you got to bless the Lord. 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 Bones, you gotta bless the Lord. Hip, you gotta bless the Lord. Spine, you gotta bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless His holy name. Just take it right now. Take it right now. Take it right now. Take it. Just take it in the spirit. Right now. Just take it. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All my inmost being, bless His holy name. Everything on the inside, bless in His holy name. My bones beginning to vibrate with the very sound and the essence of heaven. My blood beginning to vibrate with the sound and the essence of heaven. My heart beginning to vibrate with the sound and the essence of heaven. My ankles, my wrists, my hands, my feet, my kneecaps, my elbows beginning to vibrate with the sound, with the vibrations of heaven, with the vibrations of God's glory. Hallelujah. Shh. What happens when everything on the inside begins to bless His holy name? What happens when everything on the inside becomes a praise to Him? What happens when everything you got begins to cry out to everything He is? What happens when everything that's on the inside begins to bless His holy name, begins to give God glory, begins to say, Jesus, I worship You. Jesus, I magnify You. Jesus, I glorify You. Jesus Christ, be lifted high from my life. What happens when you begin to vibrate with the very sound and the essence of heaven? What happens when your sound becomes His sound? What happens when your body becomes a body that's full of the glory of God? Shh. Some of you tonight are going to begin to feel quakings in your spirit. You're going to begin to feel shakings on the inside. It's going to be like small little tremors, tiny little earthquakes on the inside. And it's the shakings of God's glory. The Bible says in Acts 16, when Paul and Silas began praising the Lord, there was an earthquake that showed up and it set them free. And I believe tonight, some of you are going to begin to feel the shakings of God. Some of you are going to begin to feel the earthquake of God. And it's going to come and show up to release you into a place of newfound freedom, a new place of liberty as you've never known before. There's a manifestation on the inside that you're going to feel, you're going to sense, you're going to know it, and you can just declare, Jesus Christ, I thank You, I bless You, I praise You, I magnify You, I worship You, I love You. Lord, be lifted high from my life. Sit down, sit down. Sit down and begin to shake. Hallelujah. Shoo. Hallelujah. Some people are getting it right now. They're getting it. If you get it in the spirit, you can have it. If you get it in the spirit, you can have it. If you get it in the spirit, you can have it. You can have it. Doesn't matter. You can have it. Doesn't matter what the doctor said, you can have it. Doesn't matter what the banker said, you can have it. Doesn't matter what your family looks like in the natural, you can have it. You can have it. You can have it. If you can see it in the spirit, if you can get it in the spirit, you can have it. David said, bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. O my soul. O my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all His benefits. When you become a praise, when you become a sound of praise in the earth, and I'm not just talking about a formality. I'm not talking about just a song service. I'm not talking about showing up to church and singing for 15 minutes. I'm not talking about coming to church and reading words off of a screen. All of that's wonderful, but I'm talking about when you become a praise to God, when everything in your soul begins to cry out to God, when everything in your mind begins to shift into the heavenly realm, when everything within, all your inmost being begins to glorify His name, miracles begin to happen. And I want to declare, even tonight on the first night of meeting, I want to declare this, that over the next 3 days, there's going to be a shift that happens in your life. There's going to be a shift that comes to take you out of where you've been and to where He's promised. My God, you didn't hear what I said. There's a supernatural shift that begins tonight to take you out of where you have been. Some of you have felt like you've been in hell. Some of you have felt like you've been in chains of bondage. Some of you have felt like you've been in a place of no escape. Some of you have felt like there's no way out, but it doesn't matter where you've been. There's a shift that begins tonight to take you out of where you've been into a place that He has promised for you. The Bible says this, my people perish for lack of knowledge. It's speaking about the revelation of God. You're only as powerful as the revelation that you walk in. Come on. People who lack the knowledge cannot reap the benefits that come from that knowledge. Without the revelation, people perish. But when you've got the revelation, my God. And this is why God wants people who will be in the Word and have the Word on the inside of them. People who will be in grace and allow grace to be on the inside of them. People who will be in glory and allow glory to be on the inside of them. Because then the revelation begins to flourish. If you get the revelation, you can prosper. Hallelujah. And I believe there's going to be an unfolding over the next 3 days. I believe it's a divine appointment that you're here. And I want to encourage you, do everything and anything you can to make sure that you're here in every single meeting, tomorrow night and Sunday. I want to encourage you to come because there's going to be an unfolding that takes place. There's going to be a lifting that comes and there's going to be miracles that begin to happen. Hallelujah. Do you know how I can guarantee that there'll be miracles? Brother Joshua, you can't guarantee it. Yes, I can. Because the Bible says in Mark 16, verse 20, signs confirmed the word of God that was preached. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As the word of God, as the revelation of God is released, signs will happen. As the word of God, the revelation of God is released, miracles will happen. There's going to be a shift that happens for you. Hallelujah. David said it like this. He said, praise the Lord, O my soul, O my inmost being, praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. There's benefits that come as you enter in to a supernatural praise. A supernatural praise will lead you into a supernatural place. I want you to declare this tonight. Say, I'm going somewhere that I've never been before. God's opening up new opportunity. God's opening up new vision. God's opening up divine appointment. God's opening up supernatural opportunities. I'm going somewhere that I've never been before. God's leading me somewhere new. God's taking me somewhere new. I'm going to see something new. I'm going to hear something new. I'm going to receive something new. Hallelujah. Okay, now what does the Bible say? about five people that got excited about that. The Bible says, forget not all his benefits. And in verse 3 of Psalm 103, first benefit, what is it? Who forgives all your sins. Now the prophet, the psalmist David is prophesying about something he's seeing, I believe, in the future. I believe he's seeing something. We can read some psalms actually within the scriptures where David very accurately describes the crucifixion, describes Christ hanging on the cross. Now, it was to happen in years to come. But there's a place in praise that you can go where you can get a vision of victory. A place in praise where you can go and you can see it in the spirit before you see it in the natural. There's a place in praise that will lift you up into a place of seeing what belongs to you. Hallelujah. And when you know it in the spirit, you can have it. I'm not praising because of what I'm going through. My praise isn't dependent on whether I feel nice or whether I don't. My praise is not dependent on whether I feel like God has blessed me or I feel like He hasn't. My praise is not dependent on whether I feel good or whether I feel bad, whether I feel rich or whether I feel poor. Come on, my praise isn't dependent on the natural. I'm not praising because of what I'm going through. I'm praising because where I'm going to. Hallelujah. If you can get it in the spirit, your praise lines up with what you see in the spirit, and by faith, your praise is the voice of faith, and there's something about that praise that will hook you up to divine supernatural opportunities. There's something about that praise that will connect you with the divinely supernatural, take you out of the impossible into the possibilities of God. There's something about your praise that'll reach out from today and connect you with your future and bring your future into now. David sees something in the spirit as he's singing. Oftentimes we read the Psalms, David's seeing things in the spirit. And then he begins to proclaim them through song. David actually said this. He said, God said it once, but I heard it twice. Why? God said it once, but David believed it, and so he sang it again. God's looking for people who will simply believe what he says is true. And if what he says is true, then if it's good for him, it ought to be good for you. God's looking for people who will hear his voice about what you're facing in your life. They will hear his voice of victory over your problems, over the situations that look like defeat. People who will know God's word. People who will know that they've got the victory regardless of what it looks like in the natural. And people that will connect with that heavenly vision. God wants to give you a vision of the glory. Right now I want you to lift up your hands in this place. Just lift up your hands. Just receive a vision of the glory right now. Just receive vision. Vision from God right now. Just connect with the realms of God, the realms of His glory right now. Right now. Right now. Some of you have been seeing yourself as stuck in poverty. Some of you have been seeing yourself as poor, as being in lack. Some of you have actually called yourself poor. Some of you have called yourself unsuccessful. Some of you have said you could never get a job. Nobody wants to hire you. Nobody wants to give you a job. Stop talking like that. Get a vision of the glory and see yourself as God sees you. When God looks down from heaven, He sees you through the blood. And when He looks at your life, He sees divine success. When He looks at you, He sees that you are supernaturally blessed. When God looks at you, He doesn't see you sick and lame, but He looks at you, He sees you whole. He sees you blessed. When He looks at you, He doesn't see you poor. He sees you prosperous. Hallelujah. Get a vision of the glory right now. Just get a vision of the glory. Psalm 149 says, let the high praise of God be in their mouth, double-edged sword in their hand. High praise, high praise, high praise, high praise, high praise. High praise comes from the high place, from heavenly glory, the high praise of God. It's not an earthly praise. It's not praising based on natural circumstance. It's praise that connects you with divine, supernatural, heavenly glory. It's praise that comes from heaven and you begin to declare it on earth. What happens when you begin to speak God's word on earth? When His word becomes your word, He said He watches over His word to perform it, to make it happen. Whoa. 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 When your words become lined up with the words of heaven, when God's words suddenly begin to fill your mouth and become your words, His words and your words intermingle together, now it's not just any kind of sword, it's a double-edged sword. Whoa. He said it. You believe it, you speak it again. Now it's a double-edged sword in your hand, cutting against the assignments of the enemy, cutting against the attacks of the enemy. My God, my God, my God. Whoa. Shh. Shh. The Bible says God will do nothing unless He first reveals it through His servants, the prophets. Sometimes, when there's no prophet around, you got to stand up with the word of God in your heart. You got to stand up with the victory word that you find within your Bible. You ought to stand up with the word and declare it over your life like you are the prophet speaking over your life. Sometimes you got to stand up and you got to give yourself the greatest prophecy you ever heard. You just declare God's word over your life. You say, I am blessed regardless what it looks like in the natural. Christ became poor so that I could be made rich. And so I am prosperous. I am blessed. I'm living in abundance. I'm living in divine provision. I don't know where it's coming from in the natural, but I know it flows from the supernatural, and I receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have to be poor no more. Let the word of God get on the inside of you. Let the praise of God get on the inside of you. Every fiber, every cell of your being, everything that's on the inside, bless His holy name. Spirit, soul, and body, bless the Lord. Spirit, soul, and body, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. David said, praise the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits. He began to see in the Spirit. He said, who saves you from all your sin? Who forgives your sins? That's what it says. It's prophesying about the finished work of Christ on the cross. Your praise should connect with the finished work. You're not fighting for the victory, you're fighting from the victory. Spiritual warfare is not trying to achieve something. The greatest spiritual warfare you'll ever have is just simply believing that it's already done. Your mind will tell you no. Your emotions will tell you no. Your feelings will tell you no. You have to fight that fight and say yes is yes. God's yes means yes. When He said it is finished, He really meant it. And I'm going to believe it. I'm going to stand in faith. When I've done all to stand, I'm just going to continue to stand. God's grace has opened up the way for me. I just have to believe that it is grace. I can't earn it. I can't work hard enough for it. I can't perform, come on, for the rewards. The greatest spiritual warfare you ever face in your life is the fight to believe that the truth is the truth. God, we want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. Lord, we want Your truth. We want it to penetrate, infiltrate every area of our lives. The second benefit, David said, he says He heals all your diseases, speaking about divine health. The third benefit David mentions for those that are praising and worshiping from this place of victory, from this place of truth. The third benefit, David says, is he redeems your life from the pit. It doesn't matter how far in the dumps the devil's tried to put you. It doesn't matter how far in the dumps you've dug a hole for yourself. Come on. And some of you know you've dug a big hole. Come on. It says he redeems your life from the pit. There's deliverance for you. You don't have to stay in that pit any longer. I love the testimony about Joseph. He went from the pit to the palace overnight. Hallelujah. When you get the revelation of God's glory and His grace, it'll take you from the pit to the palace overnight. It will take you from a place of despair into a place of heavenly hope overnight. Some of you are going to experience that shift over the next 3 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says he crowns you with love and compassion. The fourth benefit David mentioned for those that would praise from the truth. It says he satisfies your desires with good things. Wow. You need to get this revelation tonight. God loves to bless you. He loves to bless you. He loves to. A lot of Christians have difficulty with this. Because in the church, in the past, there's been religious teaching, spiritual teachings that have said that God is angry with you, God wants to punish you, God's mad at you, God doesn't like you, He just wants to judge you, God wants to hurt you, God wants to discipline you real bad, you need a good spanking, come on, come on. But the Bible says this, He satisfies your desires with good things. He satisfies your desires with the things of heaven. He satisfies your desires with every good and perfect gift that comes from above. Some of you need to get ready over the next few days to receive some heavenly gifts from heaven. Come on. Whenever we gather in His name, the Bible says that He's there in our midst. He's here in a manifestation. It's not just His presence, but His glory. A lot of the church has felt the presence of God, but very few of the church has experienced the glory of God. The glory. Because you're in the room tonight, I'm in your presence. But 99.9% of you, I've never met you before in my life. And I don't know anything about you. I'd like to know about you. I like to meet you. I like to find out what you're all about and how God's blessing your life. I'm in your presence, but I still don't know you. I'm in your presence. A lot of the church has been in the presence of God, but has never experienced the glory of God. The glory is the Shekinah. It's the visible manifestation of an invisible kingdom. The glory is the kabod. It's the weighty. It's the heavy. It's the glory that you can feel. It's the tangible glory. Whoa. But the glory of God is His character, His nature, the essence of His presence. Hallelujah. It's all that He is. All that He has, all that He longs to do, all that He wants to release. And when we get into that place of the glory, it's not just being around His presence. It's not just being in His presence. But the glory is that place of intimacy. Whoa. Where we begin to know Him in ways that we've never known him before. Where we begin to feel his heart, his love, his compassion, his longing for us in ways that we've never understood before. His glory is the atmosphere where everything changes. Nothing can stay the same. Suddenly, things are rearranged. Things begin to shift. Things begin to move because in his glory, he begins to satisfy our desires with good things. Some of you have had difficulty receiving from the Lord because you felt like you weren't good enough, you weren't qualified, you don't deserve it. When you come into his glory, everything changes. When you come into his glory, suddenly you realize it has nothing to do with you, but everything to do with him. It's all about Jesus. It's all about his goodness. It's all about his wonder. It's all about his salvation. It's all about his delivering power. It's all about the miracles he can do. It's all about the work of his hands. It's all about him. When we begin to praise in truth, tell our soul to praise in truth, tell our body to reverberate with that truth of praise, we're saying, everything I am, spirit, soul, and body, everything I am, I want you to move into the truth that sets me free, the truth that liberates me, the truth that brings me into a place of wholeness. When I come into that place of wholeness, I discover that he forgives my sins. I begin to discover in that place of truth, I discover that there's divine healing. He heals all my diseases. There's not one thing that God cannot do. God has it all covered. He's answered all of my problems. He's already taken care of all of my difficulties. In the glory, I find everything I need. I am healed. He heals all my diseases. I discovered that he redeems my life from the pit. It doesn't matter how bad it's been in the past. It doesn't matter how difficult it seemed. It doesn't matter how downtrodden I've been. He redeems my life. He takes me from the pit into the palace. He invites me into a place of heavenly greatness. I discover that he satisfies my mouth with good things. And then the fifth benefit that David mentioned. Are you ready to go to a whole nother level altogether? Are you ready to rise up into something in the spirit that will take you beyond the outer limits of your mind? The fifth benefit that David says, he says, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. Your youth is renewed. Your youth is renewed. Your youth is renewed. There's a place in the glory that you can discover where it is the timeless realm. It is the ageless realm. It is the realm where you can't grow old any longer. It's a place where your youth is renewed. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's some people in this place tonight. She's going there already. She's seen it in the spirit and she's going. There's some people in this place tonight. You're going to go into a place of liberation like you've never been. You're going to shift out of the circumstances of time. the ill effects that time has tried to put on your body, the ill effects that time has tried to bring to your family, the ill effects that time has tried to put in your finances, the ill effects that time has tried to bring to you. There is a realm where you can rise up above time into the realm of the eternal, into the realm of eternity. Hallelujah. I can feel it right now, all over my body right now. I can feel the realms of eternity moving into this place in a greater dimension, a greater degree. There's people tonight, your bones are going to be strengthened. You've been having problems with your bones. Your bones have been getting weaker, but tonight your bones are going to be strengthened. Not only bones, but tonight I see minds being sharpened. I see minds becoming accurate and precise. We're age... where time has tried to steal memory, where age, where time has tried to steal your mind and the capacity and the ability of your mind, I see a divine reversal of time. Whoa. Whoa. I don't know what they say in South Africa, but where I come from in Canada, when people are getting older and they can't remember things, they just say, oh, I had a senior moment. Oh, I just had a senior moment. I want to tell you, in the glory, there are no more senior moments. No more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No senior moments in the glory. Even right now, I see dementia and I see Alzheimer's being reversed right now in Jesus' mind, and divine reversal right now. Divine reversal of time right now. I speak it forth. I declare it forth in the atmosphere of the glory right now. God watches over his word to make it happen. I cannot do it in my ability, but the ability of heaven is here to make it happen. I see right now in the spirit, I'm just seeing things. I see brain cells being recreated. Whoa. We're about to go into a time warp here tonight. When the glory is present, God begins moving by his spirit that is not limited by time. It's not limited by distance or by space. When the spirit of glory begins moving, it's not hindered by years, by months, by days, or by hours. Whoa. The spirit of God is the spirit of eternity. The Bible says that God is the one who was, who is, and who is to come, all in the same moment. All in the same moment. The one who was, who is, and is to come. No, you didn't hear me. The one who was, who is, and who is to come, all in the same moment. He is your past, your present, and your future now. He is your past, your present, and your future now. Open with me. Let's go to Genesis 1. I'm going to take you for a little walk through the Word. We're going to do something here. God's building something. He's taking us somewhere tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open with me. Genesis 1. Thank you, Lord. Genesis 1, verse 14. God spoke. God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. What I want you to see right here is that there was a beginning to time. The Bible tells us in Revelation that there's also an end to the timeline. There's coming a day when time will cease to exist. Time is a created thing that has a beginning and it has an end. Now it says, the Word of God declares that Jesus Christ is the Alpha, the Omega. He is the true beginning, and He is the end. God comes not from the realm of time, but God exists within the realm of eternity and infiltrates time from that realm. The realm of eternity has always been and will always continue to be. The realm of eternity is not a created thing. The realm of eternity is God. God. Time was created here, and we can see that as God's setting up the earth, and He's creating the heavens and the earth, He says, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night, and He also made the stars, and God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth to govern what? The day and... So we see God creating the 24 hours. We see God creating a clock per se. Okay? Do you see that? Okay. He says to separate light from darkness. And then look what He says. I want you to underline this if you can. It says, and God saw that it was good. God created time. And after He got done creating time, He looked at it and He said, it is good. I want to ask you a question tonight. Why do you keep complaining about time? I don't have enough time. I'm running out of time. There's not enough time in my day. There's not enough days in the week. There's not enough weeks in the month. There's not enough months in the year. Boy, time flies. Well, it doesn't look like I have time to do it. God, how do you expect me to do that when I don't have enough time? If there's anything you need more time. Do you realize that? If there's anything you could get, you would probably ask God, God, I'd like a few more hours in the day. No, I know there's some of you say, no, God, I want a little bit more money in my bank account. Listen, money can always be replaced, but time cannot. I guess the question is, what are you using your time for? What are you doing with your time? The Bible says this, says, be as those that would redeem the time. Those that would utilize time wisely. Those that wouldn't be foolish with time. But those that would be good stewards of time, okay? And so if there's anything you could have, you'd probably say, God, I'd like a little bit more time. I think that would be real good if I could get a little bit more time in my hands. Actually, not just in my hands. If I could have a little bit more time in my calendar and a little bit more time with my family, a little bit more time. Come on. Like a little bit more time. But when God created time, He didn't see it the way that you've been seeing it. We've looked at time as humans. We've looked at time and always felt that time kind of restricts. Time is a taskmaster. We work for time. We're limited by time. We always feel like we're a slave to time. But when God created time, He said, it is good. It's not bad. It's good. And I want to take you here to Psalm, let's go to Psalm chapter 8. I'm going to show you, there's several places I could take you, but I'm going to take you to Psalm chapter 8. Just keep tracking with me for a moment here. Hallelujah. It's about to get wild in this place. God began giving me these revelations several years ago. I began touching them probably about 10 years ago. He first started opening some things to me. And wow. I mean, when I saw it, I thought, God, could it really be? And then as I was ministering, there would be times when God would give me a word of knowledge that would be connected with this thing of moving into the realm of eternity over time. And so I began moving into it. But about 2 years ago, the Lord really began speaking to me. about this and really encouraged me to go into the scriptures, dig deep, discover what it had to say. And because I had been complaining. The Lord had been putting books in my heart, been giving me books in my spirit. And I carried these books around with me. And I'd received prophetic words. My friend Patricia King, she gave me a tremendous prophetic word. She said, Joshua, you're supposed to write books, and I see you as an author, and I see God writing a lot of books through you, and so you're just supposed to do it. Well, that was in maybe 2006, 2007, she gave me that word. And I agreed with it. I knew that it was true. It was a confirmation of what God had already spoken to me. But I complained to God like this. I said, God, how am I supposed to write books when I'm traveling the world all the time? How am I supposed to write books when I'm constantly in church meetings? And when I'm not in church meetings, I'm with my family, taking care of my family, taking care of things in the ministry office, taking care of these other assignments you've given me to do. I'm teaching schools. I'm ministering at conferences. I'm ministering at churches. I'm doing all these kinds of things for you, God. How am I supposed to write the book? And 2 years ago, when the Lord began to take me into this revelation again, He began showing me that I was not supposed to be a slave to time. But time was created to be my servant. We've had it reversed. We've been working for time, but time's supposed to work for. I want you to declare this tonight. Say, time is working for me. Say, just declare this, say, I'm getting the revelation tonight. And if I get the revelation, I can activate it into manifestation. Whoa. Time is working for me. I will no longer be a slave to time, but time will begin working for. Now, I want to show this to you in the Word, because if you can get it in the Word, then you can have it. Psalm 8, look at this, verse 1. David's singing again. He says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise. Have you ever discovered that sometimes God will have kids say the craziest things? I've been learning a lot from my children. I'm not going to go into, I might share some testimonies over the next few days about some crazy things that God has done with my kids. But even my little daughter, who's, okay, I'll tell you one. Even my little daughter, she just turned 1 year old. Last week we were ministering in Belgium, and she turned one while we were in Brussels. And so we gave her a little Belgian waffle for her birthday. Oh, that was so cute. And she got it all over her face and everything. But she's 1 year old. Several months ago, she was looking up in the ceiling like this, craning her neck. I was holding her. I looked up to see what she was looking at. I didn't see anything. And Lincoln was in the room. I said, Lincoln, it looks like Libby's looking at something. He looks over. He says, oh, she's looking at an angel. What? He said, yeah, I can see an angel right there. My little daughter, 1 year old, and my son, 11 years old, they were saying, you know, I'm supposed to be, come on, the glory preacher. I mean, I know about angels. I teach about angels, And my children are looking, and they just see angels so easily. Hallelujah. How many believe that God wants you to see into the Spirit easily, without striving, without struggle, just with ease? Hallelujah. God wants you to see in the Spirit with ease. There's an ease that comes in the glory of God. David said, from the lips of children, from infants, you've ordained praise. Sometimes kids will speak the purposes of heaven into the earth. And we have to be careful not to shut them down. Not to steal their spiritual innocence. Not to block the flow of God. But we need to discern what God's doing. When we hear the instruction coming from the mouth of a child, we need to just give to that flow of God. Hallelujah. Just lean into it. Hallelujah. Just receive what God wants to do from it. Okay, that's just a little tidbit on the side. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. Now David is singing, giving God glory, praising God in regards to the time that he's created. We can see it here, the sun, the moon, the stars, which you have set in place. What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man, that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet. And it goes on and it talks about more of God's creation, about the flocks, the herds, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea. And then he says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. What was David saying? David was giving a revelation here. He said, God, you have given mankind dominion over every created thing. Over every created thing. Now we think of that as, humans, mankind, we are over the animal kingdom. We are over, the plants, and we're to be stewards of the earth. We think of these things, but we don't realize that David was singing about the clock. He was singing about time. He was singing about the sun, the moon, and the stars. And then he said, you have given mankind dominion over every created thing. David was singing about time, and David said, God, you have given us, mankind, dominion over time. Authority over time. Time was created and God intended for mankind to take dominion over time. Now, we know in the Garden of Eden that Adam was not the best steward of what God had given him. And we know that sin crept into the garden, separated us from God, and we can see all throughout the Old Testament, we can see the strife and the sufferings and the trials that come as man is separated from God, and the things that have to be done, the offerings, the sacrifices that have to be given in order to come back into right standing. But I want to tell you this, the new covenant declares that Jesus Christ became the second Adam to restore us, to bring us into a place of being reconciled with God. Into a place of right standing with God. Into a place where we can have everything that was lost because of sin. Where we can now, through Christ Jesus, have access into the blessings of heavenly glory. When Jesus gave his life on the cross, the Bible says that the veil was rent, the veil was torn, and suddenly heaven was opened. Hallelujah. Some people sing songs in this day. They sing, God, do not shut, do not shut, do not shut the heavens. I always want to sing, he's not going to shut, he's not going to shut, he's not going to shut the heavens. Don't worry about it. Don't cry about it. Don't beg about it, because he's not going to do it. He opened it up. He opened the heaven. They're open forever and ever and ever. Heaven is open. Heaven is open. What is heaven? Heaven is the realm of the eternal. Whoa. What happened? Oh, my God. What happened? When heaven opened, when Jesus rent the veil, when the veil was torn, and suddenly we had access into the things of the glory. What happened at that moment? Suddenly, this was the moment where the things that God had promised all along, the blessings he always intended for us to walk in, the benefits he always wanted for us to receive. It was the moment when suddenly the release from heaven began to flow into the earth, the realm, the day, the moment when eternity began to invade. Time. If time was water in a glass, it's like the glass has been tipped over. Time is running out. We know that. Time is running out. But eternity is running in. We are in a collision in this day. A collision of two realms that are coming together. My God. And this is what, and it's the prayer of Jesus. Jesus prayed, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done right here on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus prayed that the realities of eternity would begin to invade the earth, that the realities of heaven, the blessings of God, the blessings of heaven would begin to overtake our life in the realm of time, that time would no longer be a slave, that we would no longer be a slave to time, that we would enter into a place of understanding that time was created for our good, that time was supposed to work for us in the realm of glory. There's no limitations to what God can do. Suddenly there's no limits in the spirit realm. In the realm of the spirit, it's freedom and it's liberty. Some of you have not felt free in your calendar. Some of you have not felt free in your days. Some of you have not felt free in your workplace because you've been working for time. But God says there's a revelation that's coming to you even tonight. The revelation is this, that time's supposed to work for you. You have another employee that's supposed to be working for you. You got a servant that's supposed to be working at your disposal. There's somebody who's watching out for you. The Bible says greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And for too long we've been living out of time reality, out of natural reality. Too long we've been living in this realm from this realm. As long as you draw on time as your source, you will never have enough. As long as you see the calendar as your provision for your year, you will never have enough. As long as you look at the clock and you see that as your provision for the day, 24 hours, that's all I got, that's what the clock's given me, you will never have enough. Why? Because the Bible doesn't say that God will supply for all of your needs according to the clock that hangs on your wall. Come on. Come on. I'm just bringing it home tonight. Because there's been things that as Christians, we've been limited because there's been areas of our life where we've been living from a source or a provision that we were never intended to live from. Time was never intended to be our provision. Jesus Christ, the heavens, God's glory was always intended to be our provision. The realm of eternity is your provision. The Bible calls you this, a citizen of heaven. You come from another realm. You're an alien to the earth. The Bible says it like this. We're to be in the world, but not a part of its ways. And we always thought, you know, it means sin. You know, don't sin. Make sure you don't sin. The Ten Commandments, you know, all this stuff. Well, you know, it means this. It means not to be part of its ways. What's part of the ways of the world? Part of the ways of the world is that the world is limited to time. But as a citizen of heaven, we don't come from time. We come from eternity. The Bible says that God has set eternity within the hearts of all men. God is waiting for you to connect that thing that's on the inside with the thing that comes from Him. Hallelujah. As soon as eternity connects with eternity, as soon as spirit cries out to spirit, as soon as deep connects with deep, things begin to happen for you that cannot happen any other way. As soon as you begin to realize that the earth is not your provision, your provider is not your natural provision. Come on. Well, I'm on a limited income. It doesn't matter what the earth tries to tell you. You can be in the earth and not part of its ways. You might live on a limited income, but you can rise above it and live from the abundance of heaven. Hallelujah. I don't know if you can hear what I'm saying tonight. You were never intended to live from the clock as your provision. God, El Shaddai, who... 24 hours. No, El Shaddai doesn't mean 24 hours. El Shaddai doesn't mean 7 days in a week. El Shaddai doesn't mean 365 days in a year. El Shaddai means the God of more than enough. Whatever I need, I can get it. Whatever I need, I have it. Whatever I need, God supplies it. Hallelujah. His name is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, my provider. We've always thought of that in just financial terms. Provision is not financial only. Prosperity is not financial only. Prosperity is having everything that you need in order to do everything God's called you to do with enough left over to always be generous on every occasion. That is prosperity. You might live in a small little house. You might have a little tiny bicycle and that's what you ride. But if that's what you need to do what God has called you to do, you are the most prosperous person in the world if Jesus Christ is living inside of you. Come on. Come on. It's not about a big mansion. It's not about having 10 dozen cars in your driveway. It's not about 3 swimming pools in the backyard. That's not prosperity. Actually, for some people that have 3 mansions and 10 cars, it's become bondage. Brother Joshua, what are you saying? God doesn't want to give me stuff. God wants to give you stuff, but He doesn't want to put you in bondage. God doesn't mind if you own some things, but He doesn't want some things to own you. Come on. As soon as something owns you, it's become your idol. Whatever God gives to you, He doesn't give it to you so that you become greedy, so that you hoard. He'll give you whatever you need so that you can do whatever you're called to do. And the Bible says that as disciples of Jesus Christ, as those that walk in His glory, He blesses us that we will be a blessing. He doesn't bless us so that we can show it off and show everybody how wonderful we are. He blesses us so that we can be used as a channel of glory. Hallelujah. A releaser of the flow of heaven, that we can see where the needs are and we can release it into those needs. There's something wonderful about understanding true divine prosperity. It's not about materialistic things. It's not about accumulation of wealth. It's not about becoming greedy. It's all about becoming a generous receiver so that we can be a generous releaser, so that we can become a generous receiver, so that we can be a generous releaser. We need to become generous receivers of eternity. 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 My God shall supply for all of my need. God, you know, in my workplace, it's been stressful. And people have been trying to put pressures on me, trying to get me to do things in time that I cannot do in time. But God, you promise that you will supply for all of my needs according to your riches and glory. So Lord, I thank you for opening up the realm of heaven in my workplace. Lord, I thank you for connecting me with that heavenly realm where there's more than enough time to do what I need to do. Lord, I thank you that time is working for me, not against me. Hallelujah. Whoa. I begin to go into this revelation 2 years ago. All these books that I knew that the Lord wanted me to write. I began going into this revelation. Every morning when I woke up, I began to declare this. Lord, I thank you for giving me favor with time. Do you know Joshua had favor with time in the Bible? He had so much favor with time, he commanded the suns to stand still in order for him to win a battle that he could not win. The only way he could win that battle is if time stood still. God gave him more than enough time. Hallelujah. God did it for Joshua once, and he can do it for Joshua again. And I said, Lord, I thank you for giving me favor with time. Then I began to speak to my day. Time and space, get out of my face. I was created for mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time and space, get out of my face. I was created for mercy and for grace. And I began to declare it over my day. God, in the realm of eternity, I have more than enough time to do what I need to do. And you know what? I began to discover that God began to orchestrate my day. God began to line up my footsteps. God began to put me in the right place at the right time. And I was still doing everything that I did before, but now He began showing me windows, pockets, opportunities where I hadn't seen them before. In the glory, God can show you things that you haven't seen even though it's been there the whole time. In the glory, God can show you how to use, how to utilize you, how to be more efficient, how to be more effective in the reality that you have, in the day that you live, in the lifestyle that you're assigned to walk in. And suddenly I begin to write these books. I wrote two work manuals within 3 days for a school that I was teaching that was coming down in a few weeks. I wrote two manuals within 3 days, and then I went into this whole thing. God anointed me for writing, and within 1 year I wrote 12 books. 12. I wrote them. I'm not talking about I sent my teaching tapes to some ghostwriter. I'm talking about I sat down and I wrote them with my little cute little fingers. Hallelujah. I wrote those books. And I'm not saying this to brag. I want you to hear what I'm saying. I'm saying this so that faith will arise in your heart, because there's some things that God has called you to do and you keep on pushing it off and you keep on putting it on the back burner and you keep on saying another time, I'm too busy. I don't know where the time is. I can't do it. I don't have enough time. I want to tell you tonight, live from the realm of eternity. Time is not your source. God is. And when you see him as your source in your day, you're going to find your days being increased, your days being made longer. Now, Proverbs, actually, there's a prayer that speaks about God lengthening our days. Your day can be lengthened. Hallelujah. You can have favor with time. In the glory, you can go back in time. You can go forward in time. You can have favor with time. Somebody once said our days are all identical. Our days are like identical suitcases. Just some people can stuff more into them than others. What is the key? Eternity. Eternity is the key. Hallelujah. Eternity is the key. I was in a place called Mont-de-Lamar in the south of France. I was ministering. The Lord gave me a word of knowledge. He said, I'm removing wrinkles. What? I'm removing wrinkles. Wrinkles. I said, tonight in this place, God is removing wrinkles from people's faces. There was a woman over here in the front of the congregation. She said, the wrinkles I got aren't on my face. TMI, too much information. But God used that. God used that. He was teaching me. Because he spoke to me, he said, I'm removing wrinkles. When it went through my filter, I said, God's removing wrinkles on people's faces. God began to teach me about the prophetic, saying, you don't add to, you don't subtract from. Just say it exactly how I said it. You might not understand it, you might not get it. Just say it exactly how I say it. Do you see how adding to the prophetic can actually limit it? So I had to stand corrected in the pulpit, and I said, I apologize. God said it differently, and I said it wrong. God says he's removing wrinkles. Wherever you have wrinkles, you can receive supernatural removal. Then the Lord increased the word. He's removing age spots. He's removing unwanted scarring from the body. And people begin to go into this realm. They begin to enter into this ageless realm, this timeless realm, the realm of eternity. And God began removing wrinkles off people's faces. God began removing age spots off of people's bodies. God began removing scarring. It's happened time and time again. I feel that realm tonight in this place. I feel that realm of eternity. Hallelujah. There was one woman. We were in New Zealand. The realm came in. And she believed that God was removing wrinkles off of her face. And she went back to the bathroom to check it out later on. She came bouncing back into the sanctuary. She was so excited because she discovered that the wrinkles had disappeared on her face. And she got so excited about it. The next day she went out. She was shopping. And she came back the next night with a testimony. She told us that she had a serious car accident several weeks prior. And the side of her car was all banged up, messed up, scratched and scraped. And she said she had gone out shopping earlier in the day. She came out to the parking lot looking for her car and she couldn't find it. And then she started looking for the license plates. And she realized it was her car. But there's not one scratch, not one dent, not one... You thought Jesus was just a carpenter. He specializes in auto body too. Hallelujah. In the glory, God will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. The night before he took the wrinkles out of her face, the next day he took the wrinkles out of her car. Hallelujah. Isn't that just like Jesus? Isn't that awesome? I feel that realm in this place tonight. If you want to receive that realm, I just want you to stand up right now in this place. God is removing wrinkles. He's removing age spots. He's removing scarring in this place. Yeah. Just lift up your hands into the realm right now. I know there's some people saying, well, where's that in the Bible? The Bible says that God's coming back for a church without spot and wrinkle. You can take it however you like. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you for your glory that's in this place. Lord, I thank you for removing wrinkles. Lord, I thank you for removing age spots. Lord, I thank you for reversing the ill effects of time. Lord, I thank you for reversing the effects of surgeries and scarring in the body. Lord, I thank you for reversing what the enemy meant for harm. Lord, I thank you for reversing the clock in Jesus' mighty name. Whoa. Lord, I thank you for releasing your glory in this place tonight, in this place tonight. Lord, I thank you for doing what no man can do, what no doctor can do, what no collagen can do in Jesus' mighty name, what no Botox can do in Jesus' mighty name, what no plastic surgeon can do in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for doing it by the power of your Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Just receive it right now. Just receive it right now. Just receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A few years ago, at a Glory and Grace conference in Hong Kong that I was ministering at, there was a woman that had come from Sri Lanka. I don't know whether you remember the pastors from Sri Lanka, Kirby and Fiona de Lanerol. They had come. I'd never met them before. And God began moving just like this. And I laid my hands upon Fiona. And little did I know that when she was a child, she had had ritualistic scarring done on her back, growing up in Sri Lanka. And she went back to the hotel after the meeting. They looked in the mirror, and there was not one scar. Not one. Her skin was just like a baby's skin on her back. I mean, absolutely remarkable. Hallelujah. How many connect and say, God's working a miracle for me tonight? God's working a miracle for me. And some of you, you might be wondering why God would even care to remove wrinkles. I want to tell you this. There's times that God will give you a sign on the outside about a work that's happening on the inside. There's times when God will give you a prophetic sign on the outside that represents a supernatural work that's happening on the inside. Just receive it right now and sit down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just take it. 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 Some of you need it on your legs, some of you on your arms, some of you on your back, some of you on your face. Wherever you need it, you can take it. I believe there's, wow. God's restoring hair for a woman tonight. You've been losing hair. It's been falling out in the shower. You've actually been getting really worried about it. Who is it? Is that you, honey? Just take it right now. Just take it. Just take it. Yeah. Just take it. Just take it. Just take it. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for reversing the ill effects of time and releasing divine realms of eternity in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God began teaching me about these things. And I just want to mention real quickly, I do have a book. This is my newest book. It's called Time and Eternity, Taking Authority Over Your Day. I'm going to sow this into somebody's life tonight. I don't know who would like this book. There's only a few copies on the book table at the back. I encourage you to get it tonight. You need this book. Look at how young you are. I'm going to think, oh. Hallelujah. I got something I'll sow for both of you. Come here. Both of you, just come here. Something I'll sow for both of you. This one's my praise and worship CD. It's called No Limitations. You play that in your home. Connect with the open heaven. No limitations. God can do anything. There's no limits to what he can do, how he can move, how he can use you, how he can bless you, how he can move through you. Hallelujah. No limitations. No limitations. Lord, I thank you that there's no limitations. Also a CD teaching, taking dominion over time, exploring the dimensions of eternity. Are you ready to go someplace you've never gone before? That's like your miracle. If you want it, you don't wait for somebody to give it to you. You just reach out and you get it. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffereth violence and the violent take it by force. Hallelujah. Over the next 3 days, we're going to press in, press in, press in, press in, and just take it. How many believe tonight time's becoming your servant? Hallelujah. How many believe tonight you're receiving some revelation from God? Something's happening inside of your spirit. We're going to begin to take dominion over time. Time and space, get out of my face. I was made for mercy. Hallelujah. When God began teaching me about these, is it okay if I share a testimony? Some of you, okay. Well, I was working downstairs in my workbench at my home in Palm Springs, California, where our U.S. ministry is based. And the door was open, and Janet Andrews, she was going up and down the stairs. She was carrying some stuff from upstairs to downstairs. And the next thing I knew, I heard a scream, and Janet came tumbling down the tile stairs right onto the concrete floor. And in my spirit, all of a sudden, it began to bubble up. I'd never, ever done this ever before. I never thought about it. Never contemplated doing this. All of a sudden, bubbled up from my spirit. I said, I take you back 15 minutes in the name of Jesus. Taking dominion over time. Janet looked at me. She said, what happened? I said, I just took you back 15 minutes. I said, you just fell down those stairs, but there's not going to be one scratch. There's not going to be one bruise. You're not going to be hurt at all. She said, I don't remember anything. She said, the last thing I remember is being upstairs walking around. Yeah, because I took her back 15 minutes. She got up. There was not one scratch, not one scrape. Not one bruise, nothing. And if you know Janet, Angela, she bruises easily. There's not one bruise, nothing. God was beginning to show us something, open something for us. Well, Brother Joshua, how could you do that? Because I was reading 2 Kings 20. Turn there with me. So glad you asked. I'll show you. It's reading 2 Kings chapter 20. A couple weeks ago, we were in Hong Kong, passing through Hong Kong for a couple days, and we were in the hotel. My son Lincoln, almost 11 years old, he wanted to go swimming in the hotel pool. I told him I'd take him down. So we were walking through the change rooms, and Lincoln, as we were just about to go into the swimming pool area, the floors were all wet in the change room, the tile floors. Lincoln slipped on the floor, fell straight on his back, on his head, crack. Started screaming in pain. I was too far behind him to catch him, but I saw everything that had happened. Started screaming in pain. All of a sudden, it bubbled up inside of me. I take you back 5 minutes in the name of Jesus. I said, how do you feel, Lincoln? Crying stopped. The tears stopped. He said, Dadu, I feel okay. He said, Dadu, I knew you were going to do that. He said, I feel fine, and he was fine. No pain to his head, no pain to his back, but when he had fallen, the pain was there. We began to teach these principles to some people. There was a woman, she was cooking, and by accident, the handle of her frying pan had heated really, really hot. She didn't have the mitt. She should have been using a mitt, and she went to grab the frying pan. She burnt her hand. She ran over to the tap to put it under water. All of a sudden, she remembered, taking dominion over time. She declared, I take myself back 5 minutes in the name of Jesus. All pain left, no blistering, nothing. Her hand was just fine. A woman in the Arctic that I taught these things to, there's an Eskimo lady up in the Arctic. And her granddaughter had been out in the street playing, and she got really badly hurt, came running in crying. The grandmother looked at her and said, I take you back 15 minutes in the name of Jesus. Said, I take you back in time. What happened? The little girl went back in time, all pain left. Hallelujah. There was a woman, a couple weeks ago, I was ministering in Amsterdam, Holland. There was a woman, her name is Christine Too. She's from England. And she had lost her, she's a wonderful prophetic voice in Europe. And She had lost her computer and all the information, the contacts, the emails, the bank account numbers, everything. Somebody had stolen it. She came to my meetings in Amsterdam and began to teach some of these principles. She had heard me talk about commanding time, taking dominion over time, telling it to reverse. And she went back to her hotel with the De Pretter family from Brussels, Belgium. When they got back to their hotel, they looked at the clock that was hanging on the wall at the hotel, and there that clock was actually going backwards. The physical clock in the hotel lobby. Now, have you ever seen a clock go backwards? You should be saying, not yet. Not yet. It was going backwards. They looked at it, and all of a sudden they realized it was a sign from God that they should begin to take dominion over time in regards to the computer. So right there as they were in the hotel lobby, they declared, we go back 3 days in the name of Jesus, everything restored. She got up to her hotel room. The computer was there. All the information, all the contacts, all the emails, all the bank account information. Everything restored. How does God do it? I don't know. How does God work? I don't know. All I know is God does do it and God works. Hallelujah. He works. Somebody once asked me, they said, well, Brother Joshua, why would you command time to be reversed? Why wouldn't you just pray for like healing or just pray for restoration? Because I got a revelation. And if you get the revelation, you can have it. When you get it from the word, you can begin to apply it to your life. When you get the revelation, you can begin to walk in it. And the thing is this, praying for healing is awesome and ministering healing is awesome. But ultimately, when we're ministering healing, do you know what we're doing? We're inviting eternity to invade time. We're asking God to do what the earth has not been able to do. Do you understand that? And I feel like when we're commanding time to be reversed, it's like a computer that's been hit by a virus. And now it's slow, and now it doesn't function the way it's supposed to function. And, you know, you can clean up the virus, and you can clean up all the stuff that's hit it, but your computer's still a little slow, and it still doesn't work just right, and there's a few little glitches to the system. But what happens when you take that computer and you take it back to factory settings? Now it functions perfectly the way it was always intended to function. I feel like that's what we're doing when we take people back in time. We're commanding divine order. Hallelujah. Now look at this. 2 Kings 20. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet, Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, this is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die and you will not recover. Now, isn't that an encouraging prophetic word? Can you imagine? The prophet shows up. And you, I mean, you're already feeling bad. And now you're glad that the prophet showed up. Because, you know, at least God's going to speak and something's going to change. The prophet shows up and says, you're going to die. Now, I want to encourage you. We're not living in Old Testament times any longer. And when a prophet prophesies and tells you that you're going to die, I want to tell you that's not God. What? When a prophet shows up and tells you you're just cursed and leaves you hanging there, that's not God. When a prophet shows up and tells you that you're in bondage, that there's something in your life and you're not going to be able to shake it, that's not God. God's voice in this new covenant as new creation beings, God's voice when it shows up, it comes to encourage, it comes to edify, and it comes to remind us that we've already got the victory, that the battle belongs to the Lord, but the blessing belongs to the children of God. I thank God almost every morning when I wake up, I thank God. I say, God, thank you that I'm not living in the Old Testament. Really. It's one of the first prayers every morning. Thank you, Lord. Your grace is sufficient for me. Oh, my God. I could not make it under the Old Testament. I could not work hard enough. I could not give enough offerings. I could not perform hard enough. I could not sing loud enough. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Do you know the Old Testament is there to let you know that you can't do it without the help of a Savior? Come on. But because Jesus made the way, you can walk in divine victory every single day. Every day. So here we're in the Old Testament. The prophet shows up, really discouraging, like massively discouraging word. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he prayed to the Lord. There was nowhere else to go. I found that still true today. When people end up with really bad news, oftentimes they've said God doesn't exist. They said they don't believe in miracles, but then they end up with really bad news. And the first thing they do is say, God, help me. Come on. There's nowhere else to go. Jesus is the answer for all of your problems. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. He prayed to the Lord. He said, remember, O Lord, how I've walked before you faithfully with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly, and some translations say that his tears were great. His tears were sincere. It was a turn of heart for him, for Hezekiah. Change of heart. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. Go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and have seen your tears. I will heal you. And on the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord, and I will add 15 years to your life. You know what that speaks to me in this new covenant? It just reminds me that God, our God, is the God of the second chance. It's not my prayers that change God's mind. It was Jesus' finished work on Calvary that changed God's mind forever. But he's the God of the second chance. It doesn't matter how far you've strayed. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how far you've gone. It doesn't matter how you've sinned. God is the God of the second chance. He has the ability to reverse time for you. He has the ability to make his grace work for you. He has the ability to bless you when everybody else has been cursing you. He has the ability to heal you when the doctors say you'll be in disease forever. He has the ability to prosper you. He has the ability to restore things to you. His ability is available for you. I love it that God showed up. He said, I'm going to heal you. But not only am I going to heal you, because he's God of more than enough. Not only am I going to heal you, but I'm going to give you a little bit more time. I'm going to add 15 years to your life. Now, let me ask you, how does somebody get 15 years added to their life? How does it happen? How do you get 15 years added to your life? You have to become 15 years younger. Do you understand that? To live 15 years longer, you have to become 15 years younger. In other words, time has to be reversed for you. I have a brand new CD I just recorded, and it just came out 2 weeks ago. It's called Reversing the Clock. And it's a soaking CD. Piano instrumental. Scriptures from the Word of God, all about taking dominion and authority over time. You can play it in your home, play it in your business, play it in your car, over and over and over, and soak under the Word of God, the power of God, the truth of God. Hallelujah. Whoa. The prophet showed up and said this. As a sign that God will do this, that he will heal you, and that 15 years will be added to your life, that your life will be reversed 15 years. The prophet said, do you want the clock to go forward, the shadow on the steps, to go forward 10 steps? Or do you want the clock to reverse 10 steps? And Hezekiah said this, it's an easy thing for the clock to go forward. The clock is always going forward. So instead of making the clock go forward, make the clock go backwards. Make the clock reverse. Reverse the clock as a sign to me that my life, that I'm going back to go forward. Some of you, God's going to take you back to go forward. He's not going to take you backwards. He's taking you back to go forward. Some of you have been wandering round and around in circles. You've been saying, God, what is going on? Seems like it never ends. Over and over and over. I end up in the same place. I end up doing the same things. What is going on? Over and over and over again. I believe for some of you, God's got you in a special place of assignment. And for some of you, you're in a special place of assignment, but you haven't discerned exactly what God's doing. If you recognize the harvest that God has for you today, then you never complain about being without. You never complain about being in lack, because wherever God puts you, he is always his perfect will. When God gives vision, he always comes with provision to back it up. Wherever you are, God has, I want to tell you that, never complain about where God has called you, because wherever he calls you is always a place of harvest. for you. It might not be harvest for anybody else, but because he called you there, you can get a harvest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you are going around and around and around. It reminds me of David's sling. Went around and around and around. That rock might have complained. Hey, I've been here before. I've done this before. How many times do I have to go around? Come on. Each time that rock was going around, there was destiny. There was purpose. There was something that was working inside of that rock. Hallelujah. There was something that was forming in that atmosphere. There was victory that was being revealed. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, at the appointed moment, that rock got set free from going around and around and around. And it flew forward and it hit the giant right in the middle of his head. It knocked the giant down. And for some of you, you're about to be released like that rock, and you're about to hit the biggest giant that's been an obstacle in your life. You're about to knock down those things that have been trying to stumble you up, trip you up, mess you up. Hallelujah. Some of you, God's going to take you back to go forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I was in one meeting. God began speaking about reversing the clock. There was a woman I declared that somebody was going back 30 years. There was a woman that was in the meeting. She had been disabled and her whole body had been messed up because of a car accident that had happened 30 years prior. I didn't know what had happened to her. I didn't know the circumstance around it, but I declared that God was taking her back 30 years. Do you know what happened? Her body got healed that night. 30 years being reversed. God can take you back to the place before the accident happened. God can take you back to a place before the abuse happened. God can take you back to a place before the trauma ever happened. God can take you back to a place before poverty and lack ever happened in your life. God can take you back to a place before sickness, disease, and illness tried to creep into your body. God can take you back before the time that mental illness tried to take over your mind. God can take you back to the place before you start popping the pills just to sleep at night. Come on. God can take you back to go forward. Hallelujah. 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 There is nothing that's too difficult for God. I believe tonight somebody's going back 7 years. There's another person going back 14. See, 21. It's 7, it's 14, it's 21. Hallelujah. 7 months, 14 months, 21 months. Thank you, Lord. 7, 14, and 21 weeks. 7, 14, and 21 days. See it tonight so clearly. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. God's able to take you back to the place, the crossroads where there was a divine connection. You didn't recognize it at the moment, but later on you recognize you went down the wrong path. There was a fork in the road. You took the wrong direction. You did the wrong thing. You messed up on the business opportunity. You messed up on that area where it would have brought great success. I believe God's taking some people back to go forward. Thank you, Jesus. God's restoring marriages in this place. God's bringing restoration in families and homes and children. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says this, that God will restore the years that the locusts have eaten, the years that the cankerworm have tried to destroy. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than you can ask, more than you can think, more than you can imagine. God is able to do it in His glory. Hallelujah. There's gold coming all over my hand. Thank you, Jesus. Can you see that? See that? There's gold coming all over my hand right now. Thank you, Jesus. My face. Some of you need to hold out your hands right now and you need to look at them. When the glory of God comes, sometimes it will come like a mighty rushing wind. Other times the glory will come down like fire. There's times when the glory will drop in like raindrops. There's other times when the glory will appear as snow. There's other times when the glory comes and people's heads get lit up with flames, tongues of fire. There's times when the glory comes, people begin to speak in other tongues. There's times when the glory comes, divine creative miracles begin to happen. Oftentimes when the glory comes on me, I begin to sparkle like a Christmas tree. Hallelujah. Tonight there's glory coming on, a manifestation. It's Shekinah glory. It's visible glory. It's God taking nothing and He's making something. God taking the unseen and He's bringing it into the seen realm. He's taking the invisible and He's making it visible for you. Hallelujah. Anybody looking at your hands? Anybody getting gold in this place? You're getting gold, you're getting gold, you're getting gold. Hallelujah. Just wave at me if you're getting gold tonight. It comes in a corporate manifestation. Hallelujah. Those of you that aren't getting it, don't get discouraged. Just press in. Just lift up your hand. Say, God, whatever you can do for them, you can do for me. Hallelujah. You're no respecter of persons. God, I ask for manifestation of your glory. I don't care whether it's gold. I don't care whether it's shaking, laughter, tears. I don't care what it is. God, I just want your glory. I just want to receive whatever it is that you have from heaven. Hallelujah. Some of you, I believe, are going to get some supernatural oil coming on the palms of your hands even tonight as you're in this presence of God. God's glory. There's divine restoration that's happening. God is taking the unseen and He's making it seen. God is taking the invisible and He's making it visible. This glory is a sign of creative miracles happening in the atmosphere. Lord, I thank you for recreating body parts. Lord, I thank you for recreating finances. Lord, I thank you for recreating peace in the home. Lord, I thank you for recreating divine supernatural opportunities. Divine assignments, divine connections. Lord, I thank you for restoration that flows right now. In Jesus' mighty name, right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift up your hands into the realm right now. Just lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. The manifestation is a sign, but it's not about the sign. It's about the one who sends the signs. The manifestation is a sign. It's an indicator. It's a sign that confirms His word. Tonight, God is confirming His word that He's doing something in your life tonight. Time is being reversed. There's favor with time. In the realm of glory, you can excel and you can go beyond your years. God is able to take you beyond your natural understanding, beyond your natural ability, beyond your natural reason, beyond your natural knowledge. God is able to accelerate you beyond your years. God is able to teach you whatever you need to know. He's able to show you whatever you need to see. He's able to speak to you whatever you need to hear. In the realm of God's glory, He can take you beyond your years. He can begin to increase you. He can begin to bring you into the harvest. He can begin to set you into a place of divine blessing that you didn't see coming. He's able to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Lord, I thank you for your glory right now. I thank you for your glory. Lord, I thank you for the manifestation of your glory. Lord, I thank you for the miracles that are in this place. Lord, I thank you for your signs and for your holy wonders. Lord, I thank you for working within families, working within bank accounts. If you need a financial miracle right now, I want you to pull it down right now. I want you to pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Those of you that need your children to come back to the Lord, those of you that need peace in your home, those of you that need a restoration in your family, pull it down right now. Pull it down. Pull it down. If you need a healing to manifest in your body, pull it down right now. Pull it down. Whatever you need. I believe that there's eyes that are being healed tonight. I see some floaters coming out of eyes, spots coming out of eyes, vision becoming clear tonight in the realm of glory. You don't need my hand to be laid upon you. The hand of God is in this place. The glory of God is coming down upon His people. God is doing what only He can do. And tonight there's miracles that are happening, not because of a man, but because of the one. Not because of a man, but because of the magnificent one. Not because of a man, but because of Jesus Christ and His glory. It's all about God. It's all about Him. It's all about how He moves and what He wants to do. Some of you have not believed for miracles. You couldn't believe that God would move. You couldn't believe that God wants to do it. I believe tonight God is beginning to intervene and God is beginning to do miracles even where you have not been able to believe for it. Whoa. Just reach into that glory. God knows. God knows. God knows. Just reach into His glory. Just receive. Just receive. Become a generous receiver. Become a generous receiver. Just generously receive tonight from the realms of heaven. Just generously pull it down. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I thank you for how you're moving. Lord, I thank you for what you're releasing. Lord, we worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that nothing is too difficult with you. Nothing's impossible for those who believe. Tonight, Lord, we believe that your word is true. We believe that your glory is available for us, that you're doing miracles for us. Lord, we connect with that realm. Right now in this glory, I want to give you an opportunity to sow into what God is saying, into what he's been releasing through his word, into this atmosphere. I've discovered that sowing into an atmosphere is so important. When we recognize where God is, how he's moving, what he's doing, when we recognize fertile soil, miracle soil, I want to tell you a miracle seed planted in miracle soil always produces a miracle harvest. Always. You can connect with the revelation of God through a seed, through a gift, through financial offering. You can connect to the favor of God. I'm not talking about buying favor. You can't buy favor. I'm not talking about buying a blessing. You can't buy a blessing. You are blessed. You have favor. You have increase. You understand that? But you can connect to that revelation as you sow a seed. You can connect with that revelation as you give an offering. Saying, God, I trust you. And I believe that your word is true. I am blessed. And because I'm blessed, Lord, I'm going to give to you. Because I'm blessed, I'm going to sow a seed in faith. Because I know that this seed isn't everything you ever give me. Lord, I know that this seed is not my source. This seed is not my dependency. This seed was given to me to sow. Because wherever a seed is sown, a harvest can be grown. Everywhere. Sometimes we've held back from God. We said, God, I'm in poverty, so I can't give because I'm in poverty. I tell you, if all you got is poverty, you ought to take all your poverty and give it away and get as far away from that poverty as possible. Doesn't make sense to hold on to poverty. God will ask you for what's in your hand because he wants to give you what's in his hand. Last time I checked, God's hands were a whole lot bigger than yours. Come on. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to give you an opportunity to sow financially into the glory. Pastor Steve and Pastor Janet have been so gracious, so kind. They've allowed me to come. They've allowed my ministry to be hosted in this church over this weekend. They've invited me to come, and they said that Pastor Steve told me today, he said, I just want to bless you with the offerings that come in the nighttime meetings. I want to bless your ministry. I want you to be blessed. Now, I want to tell you this. A pastor that says, I just want to bless you. That's awesome. That's awesome. It's kingdom. Saying, I don't want to hold for myself. I'm not trying to profit on my own. I'm not trying to rip somebody off. Saying, I just want to bless. How many just want to bless the Lord tonight? Just say, I want to bless. I want to bless. I want to bless. Tonight when you sow your seed, you're going to be giving it here in this church, but the church is going to be sowing it into our ministry for the work that we do around the world. But tonight, I don't want you to sow into a man, and I don't want you to sow into a ministry. I want you to sow into the glory. I want you to give into the glory. Give to God. Give to God. Hallelujah. I want you to prepare your offering right now. Hallelujah. I don't know how. Okay. Yeah. I want to do this. I want you to take these bags, the people that have these bags, I want you to take them. I want you to stand there, here, all across the front. I want to do this very specifically on purpose. With reason, with purpose. You go, brother. Hallelujah. I want you to stand at the end of every aisle, right there, then right here, the end of every aisle, right over there, right here at the front. And I'm going to give you instruction in a moment. Okay, right here. You can stand beside this sister right here. Yep, together. Awesome. What I want you to do tonight is I want you to prepare your seed. I want you to prepare your offering. But tonight I'm going to invite you to come. And I'm going to invite you to sow. I'm going to invite you to give. And I want you to sow in these bags that are in the front here. They represent the soil. They represent the sowing into God's glory. But those that are standing at the front, I want you to get your hand out like this. Get ready to slap hands with the people that come forward. Okay? Because the Bible talks about the power of agreement. Does anybody believe in the power of agreement? What happens when you agree with God? What happens when you agree with God? This brother gets it. He's the only one. Miracles. Miracles. when you agree, I'm not talking about agreeing with your fact. I'm not talking about agreeing with your circumstance. I'm talking about when you agree with God, miracles happen. And tonight when you give, tonight when you sow, I want you to sow on in faith. I want you to give in faith, and I want you to sow into the glory, and I want you to agree. I want you to slap hands with those that are at the front. It represents the fact that if any two on earth shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done by our Father who's in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to give tonight? You know what the Bible says? God loves a cheerful giver. Somebody whose heart's in their giving. Not somebody who's given under compulsion. Not somebody who's given because somebody told you to give. Somebody who's given because you recognize that there's an opportunity in the glory to excel and to go into places that you've never been before. And God is so good. Hallelujah. How can you not worship Him with your finances? Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up right now and just begin to come down. Just sow into the glory. Hallelujah. Plant your seed in the glory. Give into the glory and expect your miracle. Expect your miracle. Expect your miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I thank you for miracles in the homes. Lord, I thank you for working miracles within our physical bodies. Lord, I thank you for working physical miracles of healing, emotional miracles. Right now, I see hormonal balances being leveled. Hormones that have been out of balance coming into line, coming into alignment, into balance right now in Jesus' name. I see chemical, electrical frequencies within the body coming into harmony, coming into unity. Balance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see some relationships being restored. I see God restoring relationships, and I see phone calls coming. I see emails coming. Unexpected emails, unexpected phone calls. Lord, I thank you for them. Bringing unity, bringing restoration in relationships. Lord, I thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see new places of financial provision, new places of financial wealth being discovered. Lord, I thank you for opening up our eyes to see the harvest that you placed in our life. Lord, I thank you for opening up our eyes to see your glory, to see it, to see your glory, to see your glory, to see your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you just lift up your hands, just in this atmosphere, just lift up your hands into the miracle realm. Just lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.